Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, December 5th, 2022. We've got a heavy day today. If you've been around for a while with Linchpin, thanks for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. I think you're going to have a blast. Whether you've been around a short time or a long time, every Monday I post another video entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. If you have not watched that, please pause this video and watch the other one. It gives you all the mission critical information to know what everything I'm about to say actually means. All the different workout options, the goal times, Leo, Neo, all this kind of stuff. So please go watch that. You only need to watch it once, you'll be good to go. Today's a heavy day. On every heavy day, I also post a video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. So you should watch that as well. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. Covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that stuff. So let's dive right in. The purpose of these videos is not just to read the options, because everybody can do that, but to give you a little bit of the background, the why, what to focus on, and hopefully give you the most beneficial session possible. So here we go. Seven sets of one, power clean and jerk. Could be push jerk, could be split jerk, your choice. So classic heavy day. If we look back last week, our heavy day was below parallel. This is not below parallel. And it was Olympic lift last week. Previous to that, our heavy day was snatching. Some below parallel, some above parallel. But with a snatch compared to a clean and jerk, you're going to lift far more loading overhead with a clean and jerk compared to a snatch. So we got a difference there. And then before that, we had 5x5 back squats. So a 7x1 power clean and jerk would be just perfect for everybody. On the wild card option today, if you don't want to go overhead, I think there's going to be some people who are just think this one's going to be a treasure, a gift from above for them. The wild card option is 7 sets of 1 power clean. And then once you finish with that, 5 sets of 8 on the bench press. I know, everyone loves the bench press. If you've got enough gear and bars, you could set both up at once and you could hit a power clean, rest a minute or two, go over, hit the bench, rest a minute or two, go over and hit the power clean, and you could go back and forth like that if you had the gear and the space, totally good to go. If you're unfamiliar with benching, you haven't benched in a while, be cautious, be careful, don't be a hero and go heavier than you should. Scaled option is in case the technical aspects of the split jerk or the push jerk are a bit beyond what you are comfortable with at the moment. That's why the scaled option is 7x1 power clean and then a push press. So we're still going to get you overhead, but without the complexity of the two other movements, the split jerk or the push jerk. Of course, practice makes perfect with the Olympic lift, so don't be afraid to just make this a technique day as well, and it's going to serve you very, very well. The limited equipment option, spicy as always, and like I always say, even if you have a barbell and you have dumbbells, I would highly encourage you to do the dumbbell option every now and then. The variance will deliver the goods. And the interesting thing about the limited equipment option today, you've got 5 rounds not for time. The last part of the 5 rounds is, you know, max reps, strict shoulder press with the dumbbells. When you hit failure with that, go immediately into max rep push press. That's going to be a great one for the shoulders. Once that's all done, once you do the full 5-round workout, then and only then, just to be clear, that's when you do 100 glute bridges. And I see that as with no weight, just both feet on the ground, maybe a nice 1-second pause at the top. If you are extremely proficient with glute bridges, you could place a dumbbell on your lap if you wanted to, or another way to make them really challenging is just have 1 foot on the ground and do 50 with just your left foot on the ground and then 50 with just your right foot on the ground. So you'll still get to 100, but just not having 2 feet on the ground and having 1 makes glute bridges quite spicy. So hope you enjoyed the heavy day and I will see you back here tomorrow.